Good morning, women of hope. Welcome to Together in the Psalms. This is episode 10. My name is Laura Moore, and I'm here with my friend Lisa Stewart. Say hi, Lisa.
Hi.
We have prayed and we've asked the Lord to be with us in this time. And so we are going to jump in. I've asked Lisa to read Psalm 42 for us. So take it away.
Okay. Psalm 42 for the director of music, a Maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And that was from the NIV.
Thanks, Lisa. We are going to jump right into our questions. So, Lisa, what did you notice about God in this passage?
I think the first thing you notice about God is that he's necessary for life. Mm-hmm. If you look at verses 1 and 2, my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And I love the emphasis on the living God, too. And then, the speaker goes throughout the psalm. The speaker reminds us who God is. He's somebody we can meet with. We can put our hope in him. He's our Savior. He's my God. That's verse 6. And I think a couple of psalms ago, we talked about how he's my God and how just personal that is and reminds us of Jesus on the cross. He gives us a song. Catherine talked about that the other day, how sweet it is to be given a song by the Lord. And he's my rock. What about you, Laura? What did you see about God?
I love that, Lisa. So just a little backdrop on this psalm for me. This takes me back to a season. I actually have it written at the top of this psalm. When I was really struggling, to be honest, with some deep depression, I expected life to look one way and it just wasn't going that way. I was sad and angry and lost and frustrated. So I feel like this psalm, it feels like my words, honestly, in that season that the Holy Spirit was just speaking and praying over me when I had no words. And as we heard Jen and Catherine talk about from Psalm 40, I really felt like I was in this pit of murk and mire. So for me, this psalm reminds me that, man, God keeps his promises, that he loves me enough to not leave me in the pit, that he desires to rescue and redeem and restore and bring us into the light. And so I'm really grateful for God's redemptive story in my own life. And kind of what you said, Lisa, I love, I say to God, my rock, in verse 9, just that he is firm and steady. He's unwavering when the world feels anything but that right now. And I love, and I'll talk a little more on this later, just we see it in verse 5 and 11, that I will yet praise him, that even in the darkness, he is worthy of our praise. And that just honestly gives me chills, because I feel like 2 years ago, I would have said, I don't know if I'd ever experience rich, deep, genuine joy. And so this concept of being worthy of our praise is really powerful to me. So Lisa, what did you notice about yourself in this psalm?
Yeah, you know, I saw a lot of myself in this psalm, and I'm sure that there are people listening right now who can relate. I mean, the speaker in this psalm is really sad. Like you mentioned, I mean, it brought you back to a time when you felt like you were in the pit. And I think a lot of us have felt that over the last year. I mean, my tears have been my food day and night. Mm-hmm. I think we can probably relate to that, all of us, at some point over the past year. And what I really noticed about myself is this dialogue that the speaker has with himself. And for me, like, I look at verses, like starting with verse 3. And the speaker says, my tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? So you think about like these other voices that mm-hmm. we're hearing all the time. And then he says, these things I remember as I pour out my soul. And so mm-hmm. I think, you know, I'm thinking about pouring out my soul, and these are the things I'm remembering. And it's like how I used to. And there are good things that he's remembering, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God, but he's not in that place anymore. And I know that, I mean, for me this past year has been a lot of lamenting about how I used to get to do this, I used to do that, life used to look like this, relationships used to look like this, and they don't anymore. And then he kind of does a little more self-dialogue. You know, why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. And I can relate to that so much too, just this like inner dialogue of like, just put your hope in God. You can do this. Just kind of, you can do this. But what I see, and then as he goes on, he says, my soul is downcast within me. I'm in verse 6 now. Therefore, I will remember you. And I can see that progression in myself where I start with, I'll go to God and I'll kind of say like, I can pour out my soul, but it's a lot of this, like, but I used to get to do this and life used to look like this. And I'm sort of listening to other voices. Where is your God? And I'm listening to myself kind of feel sorry for myself, honestly. And then I love how he switches it in verse 6 to, I will remember you. And so it's sort of like he then starts preaching to himself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to remember you from the land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. And he starts remembering who God is. He's his savior. He's his God. He's his rock. He directs his love. He gives us his song. And I'm just... For me, I think I can see, like, I can see myself in the self-dialogue that's not always healthy, and I'm encouraged by the example of self-dialogue where we get to tell ourselves who God is, and that God is, he's big enough for that, for us to wrestle with him like that.
Oh, I love that, Lisa.
How about you? What did you notice about yourself?
So I'm going to kind of sit in verse 1 a little bit here. As I said earlier, when I felt like I was in this season of depression and darkness, it was really hard to feel. I felt kind of numb and lost and detached. Yet, I feel like I was panting. And I love that imagery. I was panting for the Lord in the streams of water. And this idea of like panting being like desperation and eagerness, kind of what you said earlier, Lisa, like a necessary thing. And even in this psalm that is filled with a sense of desperation and depravity, there is a deep ingrained desire to seek and know the Lord and to be filled and sustained by him. And kind of what you were saying, Lisa, too, like this whole like repetition and wave of I will remember of honestly preaching to myself, you know, and just the reminders of his goodness and faithfulness, even when we don't feel it. Is something that I really need to cling to. Lisa, what encouraged and or challenged you in this psalm?
You know, I'm really going to kind of piggyback on what you just said. I felt like I was challenged to be more in touch with when I feel myself panting for God and thirsting for God. I felt really challenged just to be willing to sit in my tears. I mean, I think And maybe others can relate to this, there's definitely this desire to just stuff it all down and not be in touch with these, you know, our longings. And I love how the psalmist in this particular psalm really is willing to sort of be in touch with how he feels and to pour out his soul. So I felt challenged and encouraged to really to sit in that and to take the time to meet with the living God and remember who he is as our rock and our savior.
How
How about you?
Okay, so looking really verses 6-7, what encouraged me was this reminder that when we're caught up in the storms and the throes of this world, just taking it back to the Gospels, that he has overcome this world. I love in the Message in verse 7, the ESV says deep calls to deep, or the NIV. But the Message says chaos calls to chaos. And that felt so just like relevant in my life in this world. And these verses, kind of this wave of remembrance, feeling consumed or overwhelmed, and then praise. And just feeling that wave throughout this whole psalm. And I feel like that mirrors my life a lot. And so I just love going back to John 16:33 that says, you know, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And this past year has just felt like a wave of chaos. The world feels really loud. It's easy to feel consumed by politics or overwhelmed by relational tensions or swept up in kind of what you were saying, Lisa, earlier, just the loss and the grief and the mourning of what could have been in this season. So it's just so encouraging to me to cling to the fact that he's overcome this world in the midst of that wave. And then what really challenged me was this idea of fighting for hope. And when I feel desperate or consumed, you know, who do I call on? Deep calls to deep. Who do I cling to? And am I allowing the wave and the chaos of this world to consume me? Or am I resting and remembering God's goodness, as we see kind of in verse 8? So, man, I want the wave. It can be all consuming, but I'm grateful that we have a God that's overcome the world.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like you can actually feel the psalmist ride that wave.
Yeah.
It's literally like the ups and the downs. And I mean, I know we can all relate to that with the sort of the roller coaster, especially that in the season that we're in right now, it's a roller coaster of ups and downs. And so, yeah, I love that too, Laura, just riding that wave. And that God is our hope in that.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, was there a key verse for you?
You know, I love this whole psalm. But I really think as I, you know, walk away from the psalm, it'll be verse 6. My God, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you. And I think, you know, that is what I want to walk away with. It's my soul has been downcast. I'm going to be sad again. But my hope is that in that I will remember God and remember who he is. So I think for me, it's verse 6. What about you?
I actually kept landing on and coming back to verse 2. And I kind of said in it, and just that my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? And just that desire to behold and to see the Lord face to face. A few other versions say, where can I see God face to face? The Message says, where can I arrive and drink in God's presence? And just that plea and that desperation to see the light when the world feels really dark. Points me back to the gospel, like in John 14:9, when Jesus says, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So like when we desire to look at the face of God, just that encouragement to look in the gospels and to look at Jesus, mm-hmm. and behold his son and really just feast and rest in that.
Go ahead.
Well, just that constant push of like and reminder of like, who am I actually turning to, and is it the gospel or is it the world? And so I don't know, I just want to gaze at the Lord and look at his face.
I love that you've referred to the Message a couple of times, the refrain that is repeated twice in this psalm. The way the Message has it is, fix my eyes on God, which is what you're talking about right now, soon I'll be praising again. And I love the hope in that. And then it says, he puts a smile on my face. Mm-hmm. He's my God. And I love that. I love that imagery. So, I'm with you on sort of fixing my eyes on God and who he is.
I love that. What is the invitation from God that you find in this, Lisa?
I just feel like for me, it was an invitation that it's okay to lament. It's okay to wrestle. Mm. It's okay to pour out my soul to him, in verse 4. And I, you know, just, it's okay to say, like, sort of fight against yourself inside. We're like, oh, why am I so downcast? I should just put my hope in God. And then, but to be able to wrestle and kind of do that with him. And then the invitation, you know, he encourages me to remember who he is. Mm-hmm. So that is what I feel like God was inviting me to in this psalm. How about you?
Oh, it's the same thing, pretty much. I just love that to remember his sovereign love, his faithfulness, his promise to redeem and rescue us even out of the pit of darkness, that even in my struggles that I can fix my eyes on Jesus. Because when I pant, when I like desire and seek the Lord, he meets us there. I felt like even in my depression or seasons of darkness, I've been able to fix my eyes on the Lord. And I love, I want to read this song. It's My Hallelujah from Brian and Katie Torwald. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it kind of sums this up for me. It says, "Peace be still, calm this soul. I need you here now, restore my hope. I confess I've been afraid. Remind my heart, Lord, increase my faith. So I will run into the ways as courage comes to take fierce place with perfect love, perfect love. Oh, what can take away my hallelujah? No darkness can contain my hallelujah. Your cross has made the way for my hallelujah." And I just love that.
Thanks for sharing that. I love that too.
I'm going to pray for us. And thanks. God, thanks for today and just your promises that you are faithful. Even when we feel overwhelmed by the waves of this world, that you have overcome this world. Let us fix our eyes on you as we cling to your goodness, God. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks, Lisa. This was so fun.
So fun being with you, Laura.
And up next, we have Jen and Stephanie with Psalm, I guess, 43. Have a great day, guys.